Now, the three temptations of Christ correspond to what we call in theology the threefold concupiscence. Use that phrase this week in a sentence. That is, the three common ways in which we experience temptation to sin. In other parts of the scriptures, the three ways are summed up as lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Or to put it very simply, lust, greed, pride. Lust of the flesh is physical lust, whether it be for food, sex, drugs, comfort, whatever. Lust of the eyes is greed. And pride of life is simply pride, having a false view of oneself. Now remember, sin entered the world when Adam and Eve gave into this threefold concupiscence. Lust, greed, pride. The first reading from the book of Genesis says that Eve looked at the fruit and saw that it was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and desirous to make one wise. In other words, she had lust, greed, and pride. Now, in Christ's temptation in the desert, what does our Lord do? He undoes Eve's threefold disobedience. First, Satan tempts him in the area of lust. Turn these stones to bread. He was hungry. He was desiring food. Then pride. Satan takes our Lord to the most public place in all of Israel, the temple, and encourages him to perform a miraculous stunt that would make him an instant celebrity, receiving easy fame and admiration from the people. They would listen to him after seeing that stunt. Finally, greed. He shows our Lord all the power and glory of the kingdoms of the world and offers it to him as if they were not already our Lord's. Yet, in every case, Christ responds to Satan's temptations by remembering the word of God. Of course, this is what Adam and Eve had failed to do. They refused to remember and obey the command of God in the Garden of Eden.